That means a new ambulance won't arrive in Bethel until the end of next summer. Until then, the Bethel Fire Department is making do with two ambulances averaging about 15 years old. The recommended service length for one of the machines is 7 years. Bethel Fire Chief Bill Howell says they try to take good care of the ambulances, but it's becoming apparent they are pretty old.
What we're seeing, though, with some of our older diesel ambulances is that we're just getting declining returns out of them. They're continuously breaking down month after month, and it's beginning to, or it has impacted our ability to respond to emergencies. There have been a couple of different occasions. Thank God they weren't serious or really severe calls.
Howell says there have been more and more calls in recent years. In 2011, they had 886 calls for service. Last year, they had 1,182 calls, the highest in 25 years.
This year, we're on track to beat that. So we should be, if the current call volume continues as it is, we'll beat last year's record call numbers pretty handily.
As of Thursday, well into PFD season, the Bethel Fire Department had 1,071 calls and counting. They receive around 5 to 8 calls for service every night. Howell says it's too early to tell if the increasing call volumes are connected to two liquor stores that opened this year. It's been decades since Bethel has had a liquor store. Howell says there is some hope on the horizon. They began their fundraising this summer around June with a goal of raising $255,000 for a new ambulance. As of this week, they have collected over $170,000 and are well over halfway there. The community has chipped in, and Howell says there is too many to name.
We just recently received a $14,500 donation from the VFW Auxiliary. We received a $50,000 donation from the Bethel Lions Club. And then we've also partnered with a number of different businesses in Bethel to do fundraising. The AC store, for instance.
Just to name a few, the fire department currently doesn't have plans for fundraisers in the near future, but this Saturday for National Fire Prevention Week, fire and EMT personnel will be attending the Saturday market at the Cultural Center in Bethel. They will be testing smoke alarms, replacing batteries, and selling discount smoke detectors, but it's not a fundraiser for the ambulance. Howell says there are more donation requests in the future. He hopes they will be able to order the new ambulance by December of this year, just in time to get it on the next summer's last barge in 2017. Until then, it's back to the shop for Howell and his crew to keep the engines running as best they can and wait for the next call from a person in need of emergency services. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.